Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Allen, fake the handoff, the roll and toss, open man, Knox, touchdown, Bills.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Ian Eagle again with Paul there yesterday on CBS. I mean, did you have the same experience I did watching the game where, like, bets aside, just the broadcast? Like, I think J.J. Watt might have, I'll be careful with how I say this. Does he have like a little John Madden in him to you?
Oh, that is high praise. That is high praise. Now, let's be careful because a lot of people were saying that about Tony Romo in his first year. But Watt's awesome. I think he's really good. I think that booth is awesome. I think they should. I'm gonna be careful saying this.
They're better than Nancy Romo.
They deserve to be a number one somewhere. Yeah, they need to be a number one somewhere.
I think if you gave Jim Nantz True Serum, I feel like he'd be like, yeah, they're better. Like, Romo probably doesn't even know like that they're a broadcast team, is my guess.
Romo, who else works for CBS? I don't know, Jim.
Jim. Barbara Walters?
Yeah.
Dan Rather?
I don't know who's out there. Yeah,
Walter Cronkite?
One of them. They need to be a number one somewhere. And if it's Amazon or whoever other streaming service, Netflix, I guess we're going to see what Netflix has for us on Christmas. But yeah, they deserve to be a number one. That's an awesome booth. That game was awesome. Like, I was texting my brother. I was like, this might be a classic. Now, I don't know if it ever reached a classic status, but it was a hell of a game, though, with the Bills coming back. But I'm a big fan of Watt. And obviously, we're a big fan of Ian here on the show. But yeah, they're a really good booth.
All right, let's talk about the Buffalo Bills now. So you like Denver, which means that you don't like Buffalo to win the AFC.
Mm-hmm. I'll
tell you, like, I could see Buffalo getting there. I'd like to see what the bracket has. I do think that there are some interesting, like, exacta prices. Like, Bills Eagles is 28. The Bills Rams exacta is not great. It's only 12, but, like, I did bet a little on it just to have it. And I do think, like, I've been like adding the exactas, have some with the Broncos, have some with the Patriots, some with the Bills. I have a Texans Cowboys one, which was really fun when I bet it. And, yeah, since gone to hell. What about the Buffalo Bills? Why don't you like Buffalo? Why do you like Denver?
I don't think the team is very talented. To me, it's Josh Allen putting on the Superman cape, which he is capable of doing, but like, that's what it feels like. It's Allen's Superman cape. And then it's James Cook being like the stud that he is. But outside of those two guys, I don't see a ton of talent. Now, I guess Ed Oliver is going to come back at some point, we think. And then Christian Benford was out yesterday. Terrell Bernard was out. So, like, defensively, they're going to be a little bit better than what we saw, especially in that first half when they could not stop a nosebleed. But I just look at these other teams, in particular Denver. way more talent, way more like high level guys on that team once you look past who the quarterback is. And that's where in high leverage spots in the postseason, when you're asking your guy to be Superman all the time, it can get dicey. He can do it for a round, maybe two rounds, but can he do it for three rounds? I don't think so. So to me, that's why I'm out on Denver, and I'm going to go with the head coach.
You're out on
the
Buffalo, you mean.
Winning a, sorry, out you're on you're Buffalo.
On Denver.
Yeah, in on Denver. That's why I'm out, because Denver's got the pedigree with Sean Payton. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been to NFC title games when he was in New Orleans. I like their coaching staff, and I like what their roster has too. So yeah, give me the team over the special player.
Yeah, I don't know. I think when we get to the playoffs, I'd love to know what the path is going to be for Buffalo. Do they have a home playoff game? Who do they play in the first round? Are they going on the road in the 4 or 5 spot? I think a lot is still up in the air. I think we like you. By the way, do you agree with me that those are the AFC playoff teams? Like it's 8 for 7 spots, and it's just like, is it going to be Pittsburgh or Baltimore?
Correct. Yeah, we're locked in. We're locked in, and then we'll probably decide week 18 that Ravens at Steelers game. Maybe that's Sunday Night Football, whatever. But we're locked in with the other guys. Yeah. Where are you at? Because like. They had this comeback against New England. We also have big questions about New England as well. They haven't beaten anyone outside of Buffalo earlier this year on that Sunday night game. I'm a little bit apprehensive to give a lot of credit to the Bills for winning. Yes, it's awesome. They were down 21. It's an NFL game. That's tough to do, especially against a really good quarterback in Drake May. But are we sure on New England? Because it seems like the schedule is what's propped up this record as opposed to the team quality.
I think here's what... Well, so let me ask you a question. In response to yours, do you think Drake May is the real deal?
I do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I've seen enough to think he's a real deal. Yeah,
I do also, and like honestly, like I'm not even willing to entertain like any arguments to the contrary. Like he's the real deal.
He's got it. Yeah, he's got it.
And if that's the case, and like we think it's not even a matter of opinion. Josh McDaniels is one of the worst head coaches in the history of the NFL at two different stops. Guy's a great offensive coordinator. Like the Patriots' offense is good. Like whether you look at the skill position players and dude, Travion Henderson should be like an Olympic sprinter. The guy's unbelievable. I wonder what they were wasting time with earlier in the season with all these Ramondre carries. Travion's so good. Like you look
remember
at the Patriots
Steelers game? Receivers.
Oh, I do. All the fumbles. Bet the Steelers in that game. It's pretty awesome. You look at these receivers and none of them are going to strike fear into your heart, but the offense is still awesome because of the quarterback and the play caller, right? So I think like it does matter when the Bills come from behind, put 35 on the defense, and like Josh Allen's capable of putting 35 on anyone on any given day. And the fact that the defense was able to hold them down after the 21-0 lead, like I think it does count for something, because even if the Patriots are not necessarily as good as their record indicates, the quarterback like is sensational. Like he is. So do I think the Patriots are as good as their record? Like, probably not. But I also don't think that takes away from Buffalo's comeback win yesterday.
Yeah, I think that's fair. That's definitely fair. I'm just, I just want to have like the proper context of like what yesterday actually was. Like, was it two like contending teams, or was it two like frisky teams that are playoff caliber, but maybe they're not going to be there on championship Sunday? I tend to think it's the latter, but yeah, I mean, that doesn't mean we can take away the credit from coming back down 21-0 when that crowd was in an absolute frenzy in a hat and t-shirt game.
And you know, with Trevor Lawrence is playing sensational football right now for the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. We'll do a little on the Chargers like to start next hour when we talk about Kansas City. The fact that they're 10-4 is outrageous and such a credit to the quarterback and honestly, like yeah. to the head coach, to Jim, and to the defensive coordinator. Man. Where, you know, yeah. like Vance Joseph should be getting bandied about for a head coaching job. Jeff Hafley, I don't know about that. We'll see how the defense looks without Micah Parsons. We'll get to that next hour as well. I don't know how Jesse Minter is not getting a ton of looks right now. How Michigan doesn't pick up the phone and call Jesse Minter. Minter is amazing. And
he's got that show cause, I think. Yeah, he's got that show cause. I think he was like texting recruits in like a time where he's not supposed to reach out to them. So like, I don't think the show cause expires in like April. So I don't think he's allowed to be there, the head coach, but yeah, bad timing for Michigan.
I mean, they won, so it's like, who cares?
But at what cost? Cheating.
I guess who cares what the cost is when you win, yeah. right? Like, they won the title.
You take the title, yeah.
Like, if Jalen Milroe doesn't fumble that snap at the end of the game and, like, Bama beats them, then yes, at what cost? But the fact that they won that game, and then, you know what, like, I don't want to do this, but my Michael Penix stuff, all I should have thought about was how he played in that national title game. It was really stupid for me. Anyway, also, I like Oklahoma to beat Kalen DeBoer on Friday night. College football playoff coming up next hour on the show. Just a few minutes here to wrap up the hour on the NFC and what we saw yesterday. You better, you bet, on this Monday. The LA Rams went down by 10 points to the Detroit Lions. And within like the blink of an eye, they were winning. This offense is preposterous. Stafford, 368 passing yards. The Rams racked up 519 total yards in this game. And I don't even think that's their most impressive offensive statistic. The Rams in this game against Detroit. Not that Detroit's defense is the best in the league, but like the Lions are a good team. The Rams had 30 first downs. Mm. 30. Now, Devontae Adams comes up lame on a pass towards the end of the game, and it's obviously a hamstring. Like, we've watched enough football to know as he starts pulling up that that's what it's going to be. You know, Sean McVay says after the game it didn't look good. They haven't ruled him out yet for Thursday when the Rams go to Seattle, one of the games of the season in the NFC and in the NFL. Like, Devontae's not playing in the game. And I don't think you see Devontae again until the playoffs. And the Rams better hope they get home field and give Devontae an extra week to heal up. If the Rams are full strength, and I have been reticent to say this all season, I think they are clearly the best team in the NFL. If Devontae's at full strength, the Rams are the best team. They are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. They should be. They're favored on Thursday night without Devontae Adams at Seattle, like they should be. This is the best football Matthew Stafford's ever played, and he won the chip a few years ago. And McVay is coaching at like another level right now. Like, they are absolutely tremendous. If the Rams, though, were to get tripped up on the way to the Super Bowl, I think with what we've seen in the NFC, I think I know the team that it would be. Now, the Niners keep winning games. And Kyle Shanahan might win Coach of the Year when it's all said and done. They also let Cam Ward and the Titans average 6.2 yards per play yesterday. The defense is not good enough, and it's not even their fault. Like, think about what we're about to say about Green Bay. And I don't know if Femi thinks this. I'm guessing he does. Like, the Packers, like, probably crossed off the list now with Micah Parsons out. The Niners lost Nick Bosa and Fred Warner. Like, we don't have to pretend that the Niners defense is Super Bowl caliber. Like, it's not. And it's not their fault. They lost their two best players, like two potential Hall of Famers for the season. That's tough. I don't like San Francisco. Seattle's really good. I don't trust the quarterback. And I'm guessing you, meaning the viewer or listener, that you don't either. The NFC South is hot garbage. The Lions might not make it. The Packers just lost Micah Parsons. And the Chicago Bears feel like they're a year early. And like I was Mr. Bear before the season. I don't mean that as an insult, but it feels like it's a year early for Chicago. And that leaves one team. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Now, maybe it was just their old friend Kenny Pickett and the Las Vegas Raiders. And I have a stat that I will give you later in the show that will blow your mind in regards to the Raiders' offensive output yesterday. 31-0. Hurts 3 touchdowns. Defense pitches a shutout. Do I think the Rams are better than the Eagles right now? I do. I do think that. But at their best, if the Eagles can round into form here down the stretch, Marcus Mariota twice with Josh Allen in the middle, it might just be the Eagles again in the NFC. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We will start hour number two with a post-mortem on Patrick Mahomes and the eliminated Kansas City Chiefs.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.